بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Just briefly, I want to mention a couple of points. Firstly, we as Muslims should have the eagerness to be in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. The feeling that we should find within ourselves should be that if I had no household to take care of, if I had no college to go to, no university, no factory, if I did not have any commitments outside, I would have spent all my time in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is how much love we should have for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said in a hadith that the sign of a believer, of a mu'min, is that when he is outside the mosque, masjid, he is like the fish which is out of water. Now it is very easy to imagine the condition of the fish when it is out of water. That fish has no desire whatsoever. It has only one desire. It wants to go back in the water as soon as possible. Do we also find the same feeling when we leave the masjid? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings. But even at the time of Salat, we are free. We have got nothing to do. We will sit at home or we will wander around in the streets. We will hang around with friends until the last moment. Even on Fridays, we will try to come as late as possible and leave as soon as possible. This is the sign of a believer, a mu'min. And this sign has been expressed by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the sign of a hypocrite, a munafiq, in the same hadith, is like the bird which is in the cage. When a munafiq comes into the masjid, then his condition is just like the bird which is in the cage. Bird which wants to fly out as soon as the opportunity arises. Similarly, when a hypocrite or a munafiq comes into the masjid, he is anxiously waiting for the salat to be accomplished, for the khutbah to finish, for the program to finish, whatever the case may be, whatever is holding him behind. So we should have the eagerness to come into the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and remain within the boundary of the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If for any particular reason or our worldly necessities we cannot present ourselves to the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frequently, or we cannot come well in advance of the time of Salat, or we cannot remain for an hour or so after the Salat because of our other commitments or necessities, but at least we should have the urge that I want to go in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أحب البلاد إلى الله مساجدها. The most beloved places to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the masajid. Now if these places are the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then should they not be more beloved to us as well? So friends, my appeal, request to all of you is, spend as much time as possible within the four walls of the masjid. Normally what happens is that we come in the last minute and go as soon as possible. That is mistake number one. And a greater mistake than this is that before Salat we are standing outside the masjid. And after Salat we spend another good half an hour outside the masjid. So in reality, the necessity is not taking us out of the masjid. It is our desire to talk with friends, to hang around with friends. And many of us have become so neglectful that we discard the performance of Sunan Muakkada, the Sunnats. The Sunnah Salat has been divided into two categories, Sunan Ghair Muakkada and Sunan Muakkada. Sunan Muakkada is that Salat which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam used to perform with punctuality on a regular basis. Therefore, it has been emphasized upon the Ummah also. Sunan means Sunnah and Muakkadah means the emphasized Sunnah. It has been emphasized upon this Ummah also that they should not omit Sunan Muakkadah unless they are on a journey. If they are on a journey, then they have a liberty to omit, forego the Sunan Muakkadah. And Sunan Ghair Muakkadah, the non-emphasized Sunnah, 4 rakat before Isha, 4 rakat before Asr, and Sunan Muakkadah, 2 rakat before Fajr, Salatul Fajr, 4 rakat before Zuhar, 2 rakat after Zuhar, 2 rakat after Maghrib, and 2 rakat after Isha. So the non-emphasized Sunnah, the definition of the non-emphasized Sunnah is that Sunan Ghair Muakkadah, non-emphasized Sunnah is that Salat which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam used to perform on a regular basis but omit sometimes, so that the Ummah can differentiate between the two. Nowadays what we tend to believe is that Sunan Ghair Muakkadah, the non-emphasized Sunnah, is that Sunnah which Rasulullah used to perform sometimes. That is the definition we have in mind. That is why if we take stock of our lives, those people who regularly perform Salat, 5 times Salat regularly, if you ask them that this year from 1st January 1999 until now, you have come in Asr every day to perform Asr Salat, how many times did you perform Sunan Ghair Muakkadah? Maybe 12 times, not more than 12 times. Now, Sunan Ghair Muakkadah is that Salat which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to perform regularly and omit sometimes to show the difference between the emphasized Sunnah and the non-emphasized Sunnah. So inshallah, I will conclude by this one point only. I will not go into any other detail today. The point that I'm trying to emphasize, we should have love for the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we don't find the love in our hearts, then the way of creating love is to force ourselves to come into the masjid and spend more time in the masjid. Force ourselves to come in the masjid 10, 15, 20 minutes before Salat. Remain after Salat also. Remain engaged in zikr, ibadah. And you see, the doors that you see behind you, the screen, the area outside the screen is not part of the masjid. These 4 walls that we are sitting in, that is the masjid. So if somebody sits outside, he will not get the reward of masjid, of sitting into the masjid. That is the outside area. That is only for our ease and facilities to hang the coats. The notice board is there. Maybe if somebody wants to talk about any worldly affair, then they may stand there and talk. Just like the wuzu khana or the toilets, that is not part of the masjid. This whole building is not the masjid. It is only this part, and the whole downstairs, the whole upstairs, the 3 halls, that is the only part of masjid. So we should endeavor even on Fridays. I see many friends, they come and they sit at the back there in the triangle area. As soon as the bayan is over, then during the khutbah and in salat, it is more virtuous for them to perform salat upstairs rather than instead of performing salat downstairs in that lobby area. Because that lobby area is outside the masjid. And upstairs hall is in the masjid. And it is more virtuous to perform salat in the masjid than outside. Another benefit of entering the masjid as soon as you come is, as soon as you enter the masjid, it is from the adab that you should make the intention of itikaf. Many of you have been here since Taraweeh. So about 7:15. So it's nearly 3.5 hours. Now all the people who have come at 7:15, if they had made intention of itikaf as soon as they had entered, then the sawab for Taraweeh plus sawab for itikaf, sawab for listening to bayan plus sawab for itikaf, all 3.5 hours will be written in itikaf. Now somebody who comes and who sits outside in the lobby area or who hangs around outside the masjid, he is deprived of the sawab of itikaf also. But the only thing that we have to remember is that as soon as we are within the area of the masjid, we cannot talk about worldly affairs. We cannot engage in anything that relates to worldly affairs. Innama buniyatil masajidu li dhikrillah. The masajid are constructed only for the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So anything that is related to the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the recitation of the Quran, dhikr, tasbih, listening to bayan, saying something about the Quran or the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salat, all these are related to the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So only these things will be permissible. So there again, that is another benefit. That as soon as you enter the masjid, now you cannot talk about worldly affairs. So for the duration of that time, you will save yourself from committing sins. Because when you are outside, you might look at something which is not permissible to see. You might talk about something which is impermissible. You might hear something which is impermissible. So this is something that we youngsters are lacking these days. So inshallah, all of you are making a firm resolution. That from now on, we will try to come as soon as possible in the masjid. And we will remain in the masjid for as long as we can. And when we go out of the masjid, if we don't find that remorse in our hearts, then we will pretend in the initial stages and we will actually raise our hands in dua and we will say to Allah that, oh Allah, I am sitting in your home and I am only going out because I have to. Inshallah, this will become a reality very, very soon. And when we are outside, before the time of salat, we should come as soon as possible and come into the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, perform sunan muakkadah, engage ourselves in other ibadat also. Maybe there is some qada salat that we have omitted which still remains on our head, and with the intention of itikaf, then inshallah we will benefit greatly. So I urge all of you to follow these instructions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in regard to the masjid. And one more point, that once we are in the masjid, the more further or the more nearer you are to the imam, the more virtuous your salat is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that if the people knew the reward of performing salat in the first saf, then each person would have argued with the other, and all of them would have come early into the masjid and argued against each other, that they would have had to draw lots to decide who should perform salat in the first row. Nowadays we are so neglectful that even if you come in the last minute, you will be able to get a place in the first row. All because we don't have the reality of the life hereafter. If Masjid An-Nur was to announce today that anybody who performs his salat in the first saf, he will get £5. Only £5. What is the value of £5 these days? This saf will be full. Maybe 1 hour before salat, this saf will be full. And we will calculate immediately that £5 is not much, but 5 times 5, it's £25. And then 25 times 7, it's a whole week's wages. We will make our calculation immediately. And not only that, if we were told that whoever performs 5 times Salat regularly in the first sub, at the end of the day we will give him only 5 pounds. Even then, we will not fail. We will find many people who will run towards it. So what about the reward? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that what you will get, if only you knew. So please friends, when you come into the masjid, try to find place in the first sub. Then we've got all the time to talk. Now when you leave from here, nobody will stop you from talking. But you see, we have to realize that there is somebody keeping us away from these rewards. That is what we have to realize. It's not you who is doing this. There is somebody making you do this for a very, very great purpose, because he wants you and me to go in the fire of Jahannam with him. So whenever something is said in the bayan that you should do this and you shouldn't do this, you should do this and you shouldn't do this, we take it personally, that this he is telling me. No, those people who tell us only make us realize that there is somebody else who is making us do this and we are losing out. And in order to reap the fruits of the hereafter, we have to bring this realization that this shaitan who is making me do this, I have to fight shaitan and I have to try and come closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bhai, theek hai ki nahi? Just as it is difficult for all of you to sit here till 11 o'clock, it is difficult for us to speak until 11 o'clock as well. It's not that we find enjoyment out of it. But there and nobody has been given job by anybody. There is nobody overseeing us that has Maulana Ayaz performed his duty or not and has Salim performed his duty or not. This is done on a voluntary basis. Only with this in mind that Alhamdulillah, the month of Ramadan, through the barakat of the month of Ramadan, everybody gathers together, the sisters at home listen as well. And if we are guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say something correctly and to listen to something which is beneficial for all of us, then if we begin to practice, maybe that will become the means of our acquiring the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, every day this program will continue. Inshallah, someday Maulana will speak, someday somebody else or myself will speak, inshallah. And the Friday and Saturday is the main day, but every day there will be some talk or other. So try to inshallah participate. And if any of you have intentions of performing itikaf, if for the last 10 days it's a blessing, if not last 10 days, then whatever you can, maybe a weekend, maybe one day, 2 days itikaf, then you just speak to Maulana Ismail Sahib or Maulana Ayaz Sahib, inshallah. Since the durus have started with me when I first came in 1991, Alhamdulillah, they have continued until today. If not myself, then somebody else is taking over. Since we have started the monthly gathering, what, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they have continued whether I am present or not. So you should value these gatherings, these talks. How long does it take? You all come for namaz, Alhamdulillah. I see many of you coming for salat. So when you come for salat, the lecture 20 to 30 minutes. You should participate. You should try to benefit from these lectures. We are all in need. The speaker is also in need of these lectures, because when the speaker is speaking, he is not speaking to the audience. His intention is, number one, may Allah give me the tawfiq to practice on what I say. And number two, may Allah give them also the tawfiq to practice. So inshallah, even during the month of Ramadan and after Ramadan also, all of us make intention that inshallah we will continue coming in the durus that are taking place in the masjid, inshallah. If you cannot attend all durus, pick one at least once a week. Choose one durus per week and come on a regular basis. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us His pleasure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to acquire maximum benefit from the blessings and the mercy and the forgiveness of the month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the night of power. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq to learn His beautiful deen in its totality and to practice His beautiful deen in its totality. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our sins, and may He give us the tawfiq to repent sincerely and to mend our ways. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا. Before you leave, and the sisters at home also, I appeal to all of you to just keep two lessons in mind. Number one, we will not commit any sin whatsoever during the month of Ramadan. And number two, we will not waste a single minute. No wasting time, no committing sins. Inshallah, if we try our utmost to do this during the 30 days of Ramadan, then that will become a habit for us afterwards also, inshallah. Jazakumullah.